Joining me now is Andrew Baskand from Harbour Asset Management. Harbour has over $3.3 billion in funds under management at the moment and recently won the Morningstar Fund Manager of the Year award for the second consecutive time. Welcome, Andrew. Look, tell me, you're talking about active management and why now is the time for active management. What's your thesis behind that?
Well, look, we've had 5 years of terrific returns, in fact, six or seven, but the last 5 years, very solid returns, not just in New Zealand equities, but globally. Mm-hmm. And when we reflect on that, why have those returns been so solid? About half the reason, in my opinion, has been the strong rally in bonds. So bond yields have fallen, interest rates have been very low, central banks have been effectively flooding the world with a lot of liquidity. So as a result, equity valuations have risen by about 50%. So for example, take the US market. The price earnings ratio 5 years ago was 12. Now it's close to 18.
Wow,
that's a 50% increase.
Yeah. It's been quite benign and you know, I guess the markets and the returns have come reasonably easy, I guess you'd argue. That's changing now, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I think half the returns historically have come from this rally in bond yields, and that has been the easy win for investment managers. Half's come from what I call active management or returns from investing in companies. As we look forward, we don't want to make any predictions as to where bond yields or interest rates are going, but I don't think we have to, because it's hard to imagine that you get another 50% increase in valuations from here.
So, like a financial planner, when they're thinking about, you know, how they're dealing with clients and what they're saying at the moment and what they should be doing with them, we're at a juncture of change now, you'd argue, and it's time for them to be changing the message a little bit?
Yes, my view is it's been quite easy just being in the market, and you've got what we would call technically a beta trade, just being in the market. Mm-hmm. From now on, and I think there's a strong case to revert to active management, and that's actually looking at what you're buying, thinking about which types of style or companies are really going to provide returns in the next 5 to 10 years.
So it's a time for much more engagement around what's happening. It's interesting too, you know, the political risks. We've had so many stories out there. We've had Brexit, we've had Trump. I mean, we've got our own elections coming up. We've just had the French elections. The markets seem to be looking through all this risk. Why do you think that is?
We just haven't had a time with volatility as low as it's been. In fact, people might have even forgotten what volatility used to be 5 or 10 years ago. Mm. And when we look at that, we think, well, we've had all these political noise bits and pieces, but that doesn't disturb markets. So what's actually happening? The data has been a bit Goldilocks-like. We've had very low inflation, very low interest rates, and growth at a moderate level. Mm. And that environment has really kept companies in a good place. Mm-hmm. Now, is that going to persist forever? And when we think about it, probably for the next 18 months or 2 years, that environment may remain reasonably benign, but markets are forward-looking.
Yes.
And so when we look out to 2019, 2020, the prospect of maybe a recession somewhere in the world, it begins to lift, so that the clock is ticking.
And again, that's something they have to be thinking about. So the political risk, I mean, people just aren't factoring it in and you're comfortable with that?
I think it's quite hard to factor in political risk because we haven't got any policies that follow that political risk.
Yeah.
Obviously, there were environments that would make it a lot more difficult for markets. Mm. For example, if Trump had have pulled an early trigger on a trade war with China, that would have been very difficult for markets. Mm. Instead, he seems to have stepped back from that.
He's quite good at changing his, you know, his point of attack, I think, as well.
And hard to read.
Yes, yeah.
So another example would be, what if Macron hadn't got in France? But of course he did, but what if he didn't? Mm. That could have created more uncertainty for markets. Mm.
And so, you know, looking forward, how would you describe your view? Like, you know, are you bullish or on, you know, future returns and where things are going, or just...
I think we have to be concerned that markets have an elevated appreciation of the future. We don't have to be overly fearful or concerned. I don't think there's any frightening aspect to where we are, but I would suggest that investors need to be considering their strategic objectives and certainly rebalancing their portfolios consistent with those objectives, with lower return expectations than in the past. And if I can just grab onto a data point, just say the US equity market has done 20% per annum for the last 4 to 5 years, approximately. Half that return has been from the significant push up in valuations. So investors should at least halve, in my opinion, their expectations of return going forward, and should anticipate more volatility.
Yeah, so that's actually, you know, it's going to make the role for the financial planner and how they talk with their clients much more difficult, isn't it?
Well, it's a straightforward message.
But it's a very hard message to go and tell people.
But still, strategic objectives of clients will be met quietly through time, because the rebalancing that they're going to engage in will, I think, allow investors to have a time to consider where they are.
But if people have thought that this is a new normal and now they've got to wind back their expectations, it's going to be a challenging time.
And it will be. And we can see that there is a lot of optimism regarding, you know, the world economy, optimism regarding markets. And we're probably due for a little bit of a dampening in that optimism.
Yes, yeah. Oh, well, it'll be interesting to see how it goes. Look, thank you very much for your time. Thanks and coming and joining us today.
Good. Cheers. Good to see you.